You're listening to KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. We're about at the bottom of the hour. We're going to have Foodie Friday right now. We have some live music coming in here at the end of the show, and it made sense to set up the instruments then. We have marimbas coming in later with Mike Sabanda, and he's a master teacher and player. In the meantime, it's time for Foodie Friday, and we have David McCasland of Deckhand Dave's Tacos. You are the Dave behind that whole place. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you here. So a part of Foodie Friday is to teach our listeners a recipe, and I think you're going to teach us about ceviche.
Yeah. I get a lot of people really like when I make ceviche, and I'm not always able to make it, so I figure I can just tell them how to make it at home.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to that, but before we get there, let's learn a little bit about you. How long have you – so tell people where Deckhand Dave's is.
So I'm located in the old Pocket Park location, basically sandwiched in between the Kittredd Post and the Rockwell Building across from the Triangle. I moved over there from the old Archipelago lot that they're developing right now.
How long have you been running the restaurant?
I've been running this food truck for – this is my fourth season.
Got it. And take us back before that. What were you doing?
Before that, I commercial fished, and I was in college.
Got
before
it.
Before that, so I commercial fished for 5 years.
And you were a seiner?
I seined for 3, and I gillnetted for a couple. I've been to Bristol Bay, and I've gillnetted in Southeast as well.
Okay. And from a description I read, you learned, maybe not learned how to cook, but you did a lot of cooking on the boat. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I did a lot of cooking on the boat. There's a few different positions on the seiner. I stacked the leads, and then I cooked everyone food as well. That gave me a lot of time to cook for 5 people for 3 summers straight. It was a super good time. It was awesome people to cook for.
All right, so 3 summers doing that, and now you've had the truck for or the taco stand for 4 years. So a lot of fish tacos in your life.
Yeah, a lot
you
of fish
still
tacos.
Like fish tacos.
I do actually. I actually went on a road trip. I drove from Seattle to San Diego, and I had some fish tacos on the way when I was in California, and they're awesome.
Nice. What would you say is your most popular taco? What's the most popular fish, maybe?
The most popular is going to be the sampler. We get to try the halibut, the rockfish, and the salmon, but I'd probably say the blackened rockfish is the most popular.
Really?
People seem to like that.
I know we're going to talk about ceviche, but thinking of that, you said blackened rockfish taco.
Yeah.
What are a few secrets to making that delicious?
Just getting some nice rockfish. Rockfish is it's a perfect fish for a taco. It's like a nice meaty white fish. And as long as it's fresh, it's going to taste super good. It's just got a good texture and it's good, blackens up nice. And yeah, it fries up good too, you know. It's good for a taco.
Are you a corn tortilla or flour tortilla guy?
Corn tortilla for sure, for fish tacos.
Got it. How do you prep your tortillas?
Get them hot on the flat top, and then I like to, me and the crew like to call it, we put it in a nursery. So we take them and put them in basically a tin foil envelope and let them steam in there, or nurse.
I love the idea of a nursery of tortillas.
Yes. A lot of love there.
Incubator almost. All right. Take us back. What about before you got on that boat? Did you grow up cooking? Where'd you grow up and how did you learn how to cook?
I grew up in Juneau, and I've always enjoyed cooking and making food. You know, I took home ec in middle school and used to cook at home for the fam.
Really?
Yeah.
At like what age did you start cooking at home?
Pretty young, when I was like in elementary school, I'd make like breakfast sandwiches, nothing too crazy. but yeah, middle school, make food.
Got it. Do you have energy to cook at home these days?
Yeah, it's nice to cook at home for, had a nice dinner party the other day with some friends. I had a friend in town and we cooked up a bunch of good food together.
What's your go-to when you're not making fish tacos?
Oh man, whatever. We got some fresh sockeye from my roommate who's a commercial fisherman, and we went and picked a bunch of blueberries, and we made basically like a blueberry balsamic reduction and kind of soaked the salmon in that and seared it up, and it's, you know, it's pretty blue on the outside, and the bright red sockeye in the middle is super good.
Interesting. So you chose to sear it rather than barbecue it?
I just seared it on the top and then put it in the oven, like did other stuff.
Seems like a lot of people are doing more searing these days.
It makes it look really nice.
Does it? Cool.
But sometimes you throw it out, you know, Eric bought a Traeger, so I've been using his Traeger. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, these things are trending. Do you have one yet, or are you going to get one?
My roommate does, so I'm good. I use his. Nice.
Have a friend with a Traeger, right? Have a friend with a boat and a friend with a Traeger.
Perfect. Yeah, that's the combo.
All right, so let's see. It's about August 23rd. It is August 23rd right now. You mentioned that your taco stand is downtown across the street from the Triangle Bar and the bookstore right down there.
Yeah.
How much longer and what would be the best way for a local, a listener right now to come and try one of your tacos?
Come down anytime between now and I'll probably close down at the end of September at some point. To be determined, sort of just kind of figuring out, see if it stays busy or not. But yeah, come down in a nice evening, and there's heaters. I have a fireplace I had built, so even if it's a little rainy, heaters keep you warm.
7 days a week?
7 days a week.
And hours?
11 to 8.
Okay. All right. So if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with David McCaslin, Deckhand Dave himself, about tacos and cooking. It's Foodie Friday here on Juno Afternoon. Ceviche. That's the recipe you want to inspire our listeners with today.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
All right. Basically, ceviche is just you're going to take the choice of meat. We're going to use halibut. And instead of cooking it with heat, we're going to cook it with an acid. Basically, you're just denaturing the protein with acid.
And when you say denature, it just sort of kills the bacteria or cooks it?
It's breaking apart the proteins.
Got it. Okay.
The same thing that happens when you cook.
All right.
So take however much halibut you want to make for your recipe, and you cut it into, you know, I'd say anywhere between 3/8, 1/2 inch pieces, not too big, not too small. If you cut them too small, when you cook it in the acid, it'll get overcooked, because I like to let it sit overnight, and that way I don't have to do too much. So, but cut that halibut into those, you know, large dice pieces, and basically get a bunch of limes and lemons and juice it so it's just enough to cover all of those pieces of halibut, and let that soak overnight. And, you know, in the morning, you know, do a nice fine dice on some, I like to do a mixture of red onion and white onion, get either serranos or jalapenos and some cilantro. And I like to use cherry tomatoes. I went up to Rainbow last time and got a bunch of really nice organic, multicolored cherry tomatoes, makes it look really pretty, and fresh cilantro, and dice those up, mix it all together. I like to strain the ceviche after, make sure it's cooked. You'll be able to tell when it's cooked. It won't be clear in the center. So you mix all those ingredients together. So you got the now cooked through the acids halibut. You mix it with a little bit of red onion, white onion, your choice of serrano, and jalapenos and cilantro. And, you know, throw some salt and some, you know, white pepper to taste. And, you know, that's a super simple, basic recipe. It's going to be super good.
How do you like to serve it?
I like to serve it with fresh chips. So I just take the tortillas and I cut them up and I fry them. Or you can go buy some nice, you know, Juanita's chips or whatever you prefer for the ceviche. I like fresh hot chips, so I like to do it that way. It's kind of nice. But you can do like anything with ceviche. It'd probably be pretty nice to put like some citrus fruits in there, or, you know, whatever, however crazy you're feeling.
Got it. So let me recap, see if I got it. So get some halibut and cut it up into 3/8 or 1/2 inch cubes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, lime or lemon juice.
I like to use a mixture of like, I don't know, when I make a batch, usually juice like 20 limes. About 6-7 lemons.
Okay.
So.
All right. And then to start with, overnight, it's just the halibut and the citrus juice.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Make sure you stir it up really nice and make sure it's stirred really well and it's covering all of it so it all cooks evenly.
Is it in a bowl at this point, or maybe just in like a Pyrex glass pan, or does it matter?
Yeah. I put it in a plastic bowl, non-reactive pan.
Okay.
It's pretty acidic.
Got it. And this is overnight?
Yeah.
12 hours, something
yeah.
like that?
And you can do it a lot less time, too. That's just easy to do it right before I go to bed.
Uh-huh.
Wake up in the morning, take the juice out, mix it together, and let the flavors. Oh, I forgot. You got to put garlic in there. I definitely forgot. You definitely need garlic.
Got it. But garlic is the next step in the morning, right? Or
yeah.
The next day?
You know, mince up some garlic and put it in there with the onions and the jalapenos and the tomatoes and the cilantro.
And the white pepper, maybe?
Yeah, white pepper and salt.
And
to taste.
Maybe jalapeno to taste as well at a yeah. spice level.
Yeah, totally. But if you take the seeds out, jalapenos can be really hot. Depends on the jalapeno. But if you take all the seeds out and you just take the green part, it's not going to be too spicy.
Okay, that's Ceviche by Deckhand Dave. You can meet him down at his taco stand. Do you prefer taco truck, taco stand?
You know, whatever they want to call it.
Got it. It's down in the middle of downtown at the heart, right by the clock, kind of across the street, right?
Yeah, located in a food court with a couple other options of food. You got Copa ice cream. You can get crepes from the Crepe Escape, and you can get traditional Mexican food from El Agave and
All
soap
right.
from Pat.
And you'll be open for maybe another month or so until the end of September?
Yeah. Play it by ear.
And 7 days a week from about 11 to 8?
11 to 8.
All right. Thanks for being on Foodie Friday
thanks
today.
For
I really
me.
Appreciate
nice to meet
it.
You.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Is there anything we're missing or anything you want to add about cooking or anything like that?
I don't know. Just love it.
Nice to meet you. See you
nice
later.
Nice to meet you too.
The whole production and how you serve it up. The whole seduction of the color and the smell. The presentation, the texture on the tongue. I get impatient, it tastes delicious.